And in the next 2 hours, every one of them people that was up there, every one of them was healed. It took 2 hours. Every one of them was healed. Isn't that amazing? I didn't pray for none of them. I said, Lord, there they are. They're yours. You said you want to heal them. So I said, just do it to them in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, do it. And sometimes they'd stand there for a few minutes and I'd say, you feel any better? No, my pain's still there. A couple of times I said, you pain in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. When I did that, they said, oh, my pain just went away. I'm healed. And it happened. 25 people. And while God was moving doing that, some of the rest of them told me later, boy, after I saw God doing that, I'm feeling around. Do I have any pain? Do I have something? Maybe I need to go up there. They was looking for pain so they could come over here and let Jesus do something for them. Isn't it wonderful to be in a church service where Jesus shows up? Woo! I love being there when Jesus shows up. But here He forgave these people, and I've come to call sinners. In other words, this Jesus had come. He come to call sinners. If you've done something wrong, He wants to forgive you, and He wants to heal you. Then let's go to Mark 6:5. And because of their unbelief, He, Jesus, couldn't do any mighty miracles among them except place His hands on a few sick people and heal them. Now just think. And because of their unbelief, Jesus couldn't do any mighty miracles. Mark 6. Why is it God can't do miracles? Because of whose unbelief? Yours. Ours. You know, how many times have I walked up to somebody like this precious daughter of the King back there, and she's hurting, and I said, do you believe Jesus will heal you? And she says, I sure do hope so, but I'm not sure. You know what happens when you pray for people like that? Usually nothing. Usually not. Sometimes He'll say, I'm going to use your faith. I want her healed anyway. That's wonderful when He uses your faith. But you know, here the King Himself, the Father wouldn't let Him use His faith. The Father. And He couldn't heal them. And He says, and they said, He couldn't heal them. And they said, why? Because of their unbelief. He couldn't do any mighty miracles among them except to place His hands on a few sick people and heal them. So I've learned, Lord, if You couldn't do any miracles, but when You walked up and planted them hands on them, they got healed. Lord, let me rub them or do something. Let me touch them. Because see, there's something happens when you touch people. That's why I was holding that woman's hand back there and my hand on her shoulder and her holding her other hand when I was praying for her and commanding her pain to leave in the name of Jesus. Because I know that's the greatest way for the power that's in me to flow into her and to heal her in the name of Jesus. I'm hoping that here there's no unbelief in this place. I hope we believe God here. That's why most of you are here, because you do believe God. Now, every once in a while, I have a skeptic come by, you know, just to check me out. That's okay, too. I had a Baptist preacher, I won't call his name, but a Baptist preacher came over here about 4 Sundays in a row. And the 4th Sunday come up and said, Thurman, I repent. I come over here because I heard you were a Baptist and that miracles happened. And I thought, no, God don't do miracles no more. And so he said, I came over and listened to you one Sunday and thought, you know, but this guy's not crazy. What he's saying is in my Bible. And then the next Sunday, he said, I have to repent and tell God I'm sorry. He said, last Sunday evening when I got home before I went into my church to preach the evening service, I got on my face in my office and I said, God, I'm sorry I didn't believe your word. He said, when I stand over here and see you pray for people and see them get instantly healed, I know I'm doing something wrong. So a few Sundays later, he come back and said, wow. He said, I started preaching a little of these things in my church. And he said, last week, a woman came up that was fixing to go in for surgery. And after I only preached one Sunday about these things, she came up and said, you know, I didn't know those promises was in God's Word. I'd like for you to pray for me and instead of me going to the doctor and having surgery. And so he said, I called a couple of the deacons up and I said, let's pray for this woman and anoint her with oil. And said, we did. And said, the next Sunday she came up and thought, well, I'll just go back and let the doctors see what Jesus did. And she said, I went back and the doctor couldn't find a thing wrong with me. I was completely healed. Now see, why can the king not do anything? Unbelief. If you're an unbelieving pastor and you're not willing to teach these promises of God and expect the king to show up, he said, okay, you know, I'm a faith God. I'll let you die if you want to. Even the church. But if you believe, he'll heal you, won't he? Yes, he will. Even in your unbelief, right?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. But you don't have that unbelief no more, do you, Mama? No more. Praise God. Next time if something happens to me, next time when we pray, it's done. You ain't having no that unbelief no more, are you? You talk about a merciful God. I think whenever we prayed for her and then she still didn't believe and goes down and has that surgery and it messes up her arm. She comes to church on Sunday and the arm's hurting and everything. I said, well, just ask God to forgive you. We'll forgive you. And we pray for her. By Tuesday night, her arm, she can work perfect. Throw it, ain't had a problem since. It's a king, awesome young lady. He is one. Aren't we glad he's merciful? Oh, are we ever. Praise the king because of unbelief. Don't have unbelief for the promises of God. We're going to read about a bunch of them. And the next scripture is in Mark 6:13. And they cast out many demons and healed many sick people, anointing them with olive oil. Who was doing this? Sons and daughters of God. They were anointing people with oil and praying the prayer of faith for them. And they cast out many demons. Now then, that's something that a lot of us have a problem with, is believing that demons are alive and well today. But let me assure you, these little critters are alive and well today. And there's a lot of them in the church. And some of you brought a few of them with you today when you came. I can assure you, because when I started asking God, is it possible for me as a Christian to have a demon? I went to my pastor and I said, is it possible for me to have a demon? Absolutely not. There's no way you're a Christian, you couldn't have a demon. I thought, well, that sounds really good, but there's something in me that tells me that's not exactly true. So the next time a PhD was over at our church, I asked him. I said, you guys know everything. You're a PhD in the seminary. I said, tell me the truth now. Can I, as a Christian, have a demon? He said, absolutely not. Impossible. I thought, well, maybe two of them are wrong, so we'll see what the third one says. The later a third one, I asked him. He said, oh, no, it's not possible. Christian can't have a demon. So I go to the Lord. I said, Lord, okay, Lord, I got to know from you because I'm getting the same answer and I don't feel like this is right. I got to know, can I have a demon as a Christian? And so one night I was studying Luke 13:11. And when I was reading Luke 13:11, I come upon this mighty promise. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. Now, what was wrong with her? She was all bowed over and could not lift herself up. And what was in there causing her problem? A spirit of infirmity, a demon. How long had she had him? 18 years. When I read that scripture that night, the Lord spoke to me audibly. He said, son, you have one of those living in your body. Now, see, I'd ask God. I'd ask the pastors, and they all told me I couldn't have one, so now I go and ask God. And it was a few months later when I read this scripture when he spoke to me and said, and you have one of those living in your body. I said, Lord, a spirit of infirmity, that means sickness or weakness. And Lord, I am not sick and I'm not weak. So what is it? And he said, it's your athlete's foot. I said, Lord, athlete's foot is a demon? Now, I'd only had it 20 or 30 years, at least. I'd had it since I was a teenager. How many of you know that if you sin when you're a teenager, you can open a door to a spirit of infirmity? And I bet there's not a human being alive in this room didn't open many doors when you were a teenager. Somehow, some way. You either lied, you grumbled, you complained, you did something wrong, and you opened a door, and I did. I didn't even know these doors were available when I was a teenager. I never heard of such a thing. But yet I was in church every time the door was open. but I opened the door and a demon come in, spirit of infirmity, and attacked my feet. And I'd had him for 30 years. I'd been to the doctor several times. It got really bad. And, of course, I always doctoring it. And, of course, I thought it was, you know, I mean, here I'm an engineer now traveling all over the world. And I'd get it all doctored up and fixed. And then I'd go somewhere to a hotel and I'd get in the shower or the tub, you know, to take a shower. And the next day I'd be down with this real bad. And I'd tell people about it. And they said, well, no problem, Thurman. You probably got it walking on the carpet. You know, that fungus can just be in the carpet. I didn't realize it was a demon from hell. But that night when the Lord told me that I have one of those living in my body, what did He tell me I could do with that thing in Mark 16, 17, and 18? Now, this is the new covenant. Mark 16, 17, and 18. Look what He says. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Are you an unbelieving believer? Well, I was an unbelieving believer a lot of years of my life. But now I'm a believing believer. And this is a promise from Jesus. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, they shall cast out devils or demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Wow! Jesus wrote that for you and me. What did He say I could do? Cast out a devil. How do you cast out a devil? You command him to leave in the name of Jesus. Now, as a Southern Baptist deacon, I did something that night that would have rocked my church if they'd have been there. But the king told me I had a demon. Now, if the king tells you got a demon, you think you got a demon? Yeah, guarantee it. Now, there was no question in my heart when he said, you got one, and that's his name, a spirit of infirmity, and in my name, you have power and authority over him. Man, I knew that scripture when he said, in my name, you got power over him. I turned to those feet. I'd had that demon in there for 30 years, and of course, I thought it was a fungus. That's what the doctor told me. Nobody ever told me it was a demon. But the Lord. Who would have ever dreamed that athlete's foot's a demon? A spirit of infirmity. I looked down. I commanded through the boots. I said, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of infirmity, I command you to come out of me and to leave and to never come back in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I'm healed.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.